Women volunteers who risk their lives to save others in Canada's most dangerous environments are the center of some groundbreaking, Chilliwack-based research. Dr. Yelena Bursik, associate professor at the University of the Fraser Valley, UFV, aims to bring visibility and recognition to the critical contributions of women in search and rescue, SAR. It's a field traditionally dominated by men, and Bursik is setting out to change the fact that the contributions by women remain largely unstudied and underappreciated. Despite their life-saving efforts, the experiences of women in these high-risk roles have been largely unexamined, resulting in gaps in understanding and support. The UFV study seeks to bridge that gap, advocating for enhanced equity, inclusivity, and support mechanisms across Canada, according to a recent press release from the university. Backed by Public Safety Canada's Search and Rescue New Initiatives Fund, Dr. Bursik is leading a 2-year national research project that aims to uncover the unique experiences and challenges faced by women in SAR. Her study, the first of its kind in Canada, will spotlight the critical but often overlooked role of women in SAR teams and identify barriers to equity and inclusivity in these life-saving volunteer efforts. Bursik is starting with the BC Search and Rescue Association and building out from there, hoping to connect with similar groups from all the provinces and territories. Through surveys and interviews, Bursik is exploring the unique successes and challenges faced by women volunteers, and identifying areas for improvement relating to equity, inclusivity, and diversity within Canadian SAR teams. This project is different from work that Bursik has previously done, but ties into an ongoing theme of studying how teams function in extreme and unusual environments. Her doctoral research in psychology examined how individuals and teams function in stressful environments, including the International Space Station, the Arctic, and Antarctic. Like the astronauts and isolated research scientists she has studied in the past, SAR volunteers work in rugged, often hostile environments. They are called out at a moment's notice and placed into high-stress scenarios. Part of this research relates strongly to what I've previously done, gathering data on how these women cope with the stresses they experience, how they work with their teams, and whether they experience growth and resilience after a season with SAR, Bursik says. The women aspect of this is intriguing to me because I believe we still have a ways to go in terms of equality and equity in lots of professions. Bursik hopes that the research not only sheds light on the vital contributions of women in SAR but also drives meaningful changes to support and empower all volunteers. UFV students involved in the project will play a key role in analyzing findings and creating public-facing materials, sharing their research with SAR volunteers across Canada, a part of the project Bursik finds particularly rewarding. I love that we'll be able to present our findings with the people who go into these unforgiving environments, Bursik muses. We learn something from their experiences, and it's nice sharing what we've learned with them and hearing them say, huh. That is really interesting. Bursik describes the project as the perfect blend of her passions, advocating for women and researching extreme environments. That's what draws me into the work, and that's what drives me, she said. I think we're going to learn a lot, and it's going to open the door to even more research opportunities.